Morning. Today's daf is Erev daf Hey. We are holding Dalet Amud Beis. We got to the two dots. It's actually two sets of two dots towards the middle half of the page. We'll start from the first set. We may have read to the second set, but we'll start from the first set. Ibailu. Just a heads up, we're going to go a drop faster today than usual because of Toronto Public Health's limitations. We have to limit the amount of people in shul, which makes the early meeting have to daven, have to start a drop earlier. So we will be finishing Mirat Hashem 5 minutes earlier today. Ibailu. A person who rents, still on this topic about, we started with the idea of whose the obligation is it to check the house for Chametz to the Bedikah. Is it the landlord or is it the tenant? The Gemara went back and forth. It depends when the tenant took over. The Gemara ultimately said if the tenant took over on before Yadala, he has to check. If the landlord still had possession, had the keys by Yadala, then he has to be the one to check. So now the Gemara's a shayla. What about a case where the rental was done with the presumption that the house was checked. The rental was done with the presumption that the house was checked, and now the guy shows up and it's not checked. So could he renege from the deal because of that? Says the Gemara. He rented a house from his friend. As opposed to the case we said earlier in the daf, where it was not b'chesed b'adik. Here's b'chesed b'adik, and now when he got there, he finds it wasn't, the b'dik was done. Mahu. Is that considered mekhtayis? And he could renege out of the lease or not? Tashema. I mean, we're talking about Erev Pesach. Must be as a backup place to go to. Keep that in mind, because that will play a role in the Gemara coming up. Tashema. To Amar Abaye, limit by basud lo yavi agra. Not only in a place. A buyer essentially answers this question. It's funny, you have a Lashon Tashema. Leon actually, Reb Leon pointed out to me the other day, that's interesting, when we brought all our riots back, enough bays, enough gimel, whether army's night, army's day, so many of the riots, the majority were from Mesveis, and some of them were from Tashemaz. Some of them were Tashemaz, many of them Mesveis, which are different Lashon has brought Mesveis more, as usually a Kasha, Tashemaz coming here, a Raya. It was interesting, we was curious as to why in some places Mesveis, some places Tashema, and I discussed with Rebbe Kader, I didn't really have a clear answer to the question, other than it seems like, and Rebbe Kader was quoting from someone, one of the Mefarshim, on this, not really on the Mesveis Tashma of Arsugya, but on some of the Mesveis, that it was stronger questions, that the Gemara at least initially felt there was a stronger, clear Raya, and then even though some of them were many of them, most of the Mesveis were ultimately diffused, the Rayas were turned down, but the Mesveis coming from a Kayach of a stronger Kasha, whereas Tashma is, let's learn together and see if there's a Raya, clear Raya to one way or another, not that there was such a clear indicative Raya to one way, but it's still a Dayan Sarkbir. But over here, what's unique is, you know, we still have to figure out clearly what's the difference between Tashma and Mesveis, but over here, we're having Tashma on Namira. Typically, Tashma is coming here, a Braisa, coming here, a Mishnah, as a Raya. Here we have Tashma on Namira, just an interesting point. So, Abaya taught, let me be Baslev Yagra, not only in a place where the minhag hamakom is not to pay someone ubatku to do bedika, which is a funny lashon. The lashon I would normally read lemin by ba'asad levi agra livdik. This is a Rabbi Leizer pointed out to me last night that he was also looking ahead at this gemara and he was bothered by this lashon of lemin by ba'asad levi agra ubatku. It should be livdik. That'd be the normal way to write it. And when I was preparing, I actually got stuck in it for a couple of months. I mean, Rashi is pretty clear, but I got stuck in it because I actually touched it wrong. Because the lashon of lem boy ba'asad levi agra, place where they don't pay rent, ubatku, and they check. Meaning, it means you don't pay rent to others to check, rather you check yourself. That's one taich. Or you don't pay rent to others and the others check, rather you check yourself. Ultimately, it's the same outcome. It basically means people don't pay others. They do it by a dime. They do it by begufay. They check themselves. So as that place, certainly the renter, the tenant, will have no taina that I want it to be butter, because this is a place where the ilam is naik to take on the achrayas to do the bedika themselves. So it can't have a complaint that's mekar tayas. So certainly in that place, not a taina. Denichle denish the mitzvah begufay, where it's clear it's an ich of a person to do the mitzvah gufei, the people want the mitzvah with their own body in that place. Ella has the chiddush. Afilu basra diaviagra ubatku. Even a place where you pay others to check and those others check. So it's clear the taich is you pay others to check, ubatku is going on the others, and the others check. Even in such a place, still we can say it's not a time to make a choice. You know why? The nichle inish the kumi mitzvah b'mayne. Because even if he now, it really means he's not going to say check himself with his body, with his guf. He's going to pay someone. That's the minute. The minute is they do pay other people to check. He's going to pay someone still. He's still doing a mitzvah with his money. A person prefers that mitzvah be done with his money, and therefore it's not really a mekach tayis. I look at the guy sitting here shrying, it's Erev basically saying, I don't want to be doing this. I don't want to be checking, and I don't want to be busy paying someone else to check either. So the chayra, how are we saying that because he's in a place where that's the minig, this guy for sure? So Rashi says, yeah. Rashi explains that he obviously has another place, which is kind of what we alluded to when we started. He has another place to go to that he likes better. He's having a little bit of buyer's remorse, and he's looking for ways to get out. That's what we assume. In a place where the Eilam, even in a place where the Eilam pays others to check, we see a person would want to have that mitzvah that he paid with his money to check, as opposed to having someone else check for him, having it checked already, and therefore it's not really an excuse to leave the apartment. Obviously, he just wants to leave for a different reason, and he's using this as an excuse. That's how Rashi explains. Now, a key point, it seems like the fact that it was checked before, remember, when he pays rent, he's paying rent, and he's paying rent to saying for an apartment that's baduk, an apartment that was checked. So didn't he already pay for it? Didn't he already pay for the apartment to be checked? So he paid for the mitzvah of bedika. So Vaitish should be Mekartais. What are you saying? He doesn't mind paying for someone checking out. He already paid for it. He leased an apartment that was supposed to be checked. So the answer could be twofold. First of all, not necessarily is it really priced into the rental. Do you know, when an apartment's rented for Pesach versus, let's say, for Sukkot. Obviously, Sukkot also has to come with a Sukkot. There could be other expenses, but versus some other very popular time. Are you really paying more for the Bedika? Or that's part of the deal. It was delivered Baduk, but you can't attribute money to the Bedika itself. The fact that it's Baduk, and therefore, perhaps we say he didn't pay for it to be Baduk. Number one, maybe if it was specified, that'd be different. But number two is, even if you did specify, l'chera, the bedika that took place was before the 14th at night. So you have to know again, bedika could be done if that's the last time the person who owns is going to be there. Bedika could be done before the 14th. But in this case, someone's going to be there on Pesach. When someone's going to be there on Pesach, presumably bedika needs to be done on the 14th at night. So if it was done earlier, could be that's not called having a regular bedika done. And maybe even if you paid for it, wouldn't be enough. I'm just throwing out two svaras why the fact that he already paid for the apartment and paid for it to be clean would not be called that he already paid for it. And our Gemara svar is still good. Then nichle adam to mitzvah mine. Now, side point, halacha l'maisa, based on this, again, we mentioned it yesterday and this year, but just to mention it, we went through it quickly, it's very important halacha that because of this cloud that a person's nichle to have a mitzvah done with his money, if a person goes into shul and he needs a talis tefillin, he doesn't have, he's left at home, he's traveling, left a different city, he can assume he can use a talis tefillin of another without asking, because there's an assumption that nichle, a person's nichle, that a mitzvah should be done with his money. Mamish Lashon of our Gemara, person wants his items to be used for a mitzvah, and therefore he can assume that it's okay and he can use it. Now you have to know, we point this out already as well, that especially these days, people are a little more particular about personal hygiene, especially these days with the virus going around. But even without that, you have different places, different groups, different people. In some neighborhoods, people are a lot more makbid on not using someone else's tefillin or someone else's talis, or not having someone else use theirs, not because of they don't want it to be used because of damage or because of monetary usage, just because of for hygienic purposes. Some people are more particular these days. So you have to know, in a place, in a locale where there seems to be more the norm that people would not be so comfortable with someone using it, then you probably couldn't just assume that the person doesn't mind. We're talking about in a place where it's clear that people are not as istinous, they're not as a pachechi, and they're okay with people using the talis tefillin without thinking. So the halacha is, we say it's automatic. I don't have to ask the person nichle that he uses chavetzim. There's a halacha l'maisa brought in Shulchan Aruch. However, Shulchan Aruch makes a distinction between that and between svarim that get a little, as they get used up, they get worn out. Then, therefore, you would not be able to just use it without permission. That's the Shulchan Aruch. But there are some Achreinim that speak out. Gedolei HaPeskim, like talking about mamish modern day, that since there's been such a proliferation of the printing and the people's svarim, people have svarim now. It's not such a scarcity of svarim that you're scared if it gets a little worn out, you know, it's gonna bother people so much. On the contrary, people want the svarim to be used, they want people to learn, and therefore, maybe today, so ironically, it may come out almost opposite, that a talis and tefillin, maybe people are more particular, and svarim, maybe people are less particular. It's interesting today, but that's what may come out. You have to know, again, you have to make a judgment call on different locations, but there are places where I'd say that svarim would not be an issue. Back in the day, you used to have a safe, you had a safe, it was unique, not most people didn't have somebody's svarim, and you mirish it over to the children. Go back 100 years ago, they didn't have the same level of printing press. Today, how many people are mirish svarim to their children? Most svarim, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, because the printing gets better and better, and the nuances and the iterations get better and better, most people, there's constantly new sets of svarim, more clear and more user-friendly, that are coming out. People are not generally being mirish svarim, and therefore, using it in the chur would not be such an issue. Okay, says the Gemara. Tanasim, we learned we learned that Rameir says you let Icham, it's the whole fifth hour, but you burn by the sixth hour, in the beginning of the sixth hour. So the hour before Chatzais. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, B'tchilas Sheish, skipped, Eichlin Kol Arba, V'selen Kol Chamesh, V'selen from B'tchilas Sheish. He just starts an hour earlier. He says, no, you can eat the whole fourth hour. By the fifth hour, you're tailing, you're in this in-between stage, you don't have to burn yet, but you can't eat anymore. And when do you burn? Again, you increase the merit, B'tchilas Sheish is when you burn. Says the Gemara, D'kula Mamiya Chametz B'sheish, Asmala Asr. Everyone agrees that Chametz from 6 hours and on is Asr. So in the context of the way the Gemara sets it up, it sounds like we're talking about the Isser of Tashbisu, the Isser of Bayer Bayer Matzah. But it's actually machlekes rishonim. What iser specifically we're talking about over here in this conversation? The Rambam wants to know now what's the source, and we're going to make six sources for the iser of chametz erev Pesach. We know on Pesach it's pretty black and white pesukim not to have chametz. What's the source for the iser of chametz on erev Pesach? That's going to be the Rambam's focus here. That both Rameir and you agree that by the sixth hour by chatzais no more chametz. The kula hamamia chametz b'sheish shoyis l'malah aser. Menolan, what is the source? Before we get to any of the sources, so again the rishonim are it's machlekes, but it's interesting. Where the Rush and others learn that we're talking about the Isser of Tashbisu and Vayira, which is seemingly how the Gemara sets it up about the burning of the Chametz, but the Ramban says the Gemara is also talking about the Isser of Achila. It's not just, it seems like he's not disagreeing with the Dig of the Rush that they were talking about Vayira and Tashbisu on Erev Pesach. We're also talking about the Isser of Achila. So we're saying not only do you have to burn it, you also, I mean, it goes hand in hand. If you can't have it, then it's presumably you shouldn't be able to eat either. But the point is, we're focused on what's the source for an Isser of either Tashbisu by Rabbi Matzah or Tashbisu by Rabbi Matzah and Achila. Okay, either way, we're going to just keep it simple. We'll look for sources that Chametz is Usser from Chatzais and Erev Pesach. Says the Gemara, source number one, we're going to have six. I'm going to buy a trade card, and most of the days is lots of drushes back, lots of different drushes. We'll be able to, hence the fact, we'll be able to move at a quicker pace. Amrabai, Trey Kroy, Ksiv, Yav, Tupsukim, Kisav, Shivas, Yam, Sa'ar, Le'i, Matz, Betechem. One pasuk says, for 7 days, Sa'ar should not be, right, leavened, Chametz should not be found in one's house. Ksiv, Ach, Be'am, Rishat, Tashiv, Sa'ar, Betechem. But it says elsewhere that on the first day, Ach, is going to be a keyword, but on the first day, you should get rid of the Chametz, which is Mashma, that sometime during the first day, it should be destroyed, which means that on the first day it could still be found. So is it Shivas Yamim they can't have chametz, or is it not 7 full days? Because on the first day you let have chametz till you burn it. Haketzad l'rabis arba us labir. The Gemara says that the second pasuk is coming to say not on the first day you're getting rid of it. It means to say that you're getting rid of it actually already on the day before. Coming to say that the 14th erev Pesach is when you're supposed to get rid of it. So basically saying Yom HaRishon is referring to the 14th, not referring to the first day of the 7 days of Pesach, which is really the 15th. It's referring to the 14th itself, the day preceding the 7 days. Okay. So the Gemara is going to get into this discussion shortly. Since when does Yom HaRishon mean the day before Pesach? Right, Yom HaRishon presumably would mean the first day of Pesach, which would mean the 15th. But the Gemara is going to explain that shortly on Amar Aleph, on the Hayam Aleph. But for now, we're darshaning that in order to reconcile the steer with the psukim, it seems clear that the burning is taking place before the Shivas Yamim. So you go 7 days without chametz. So when are you getting rid of the chametz? Getting rid of the chametz the day before Pesach. Okay, Ve'im L'Rabbis Mar says not so fast. The Lashon HaPasuk was Shivas Yamim. 7 days you shouldn't have chametz. Maybe it meant the 7 days starting from the 15th. Remember the night start. The Jewish days start at night. So they start at night. So maybe the 15th at night you can still have chametz, and that's when you're burning it. And by the morning, by the day, you can't have chametz. So it would come out that Shivas Yamim, 7 days you don't have chametz, and you have no indication that you're burning it on Erev Pesach. Says Marv, maybe it's coming to say that the 15th is good for destroying the chametz. But night we're okay with having chametz, and therefore the first night you can have chametz. The 7 following days no chametz, and there's nothing to do with erev Pesach. Says Gemara, no, that drash of yamim is needed at the top of ham and aleph. Deha iskish shashvasa saar lechias chametz. Gemara says we don't need a pasuk to teach me about not having chametz on the night of the 15th. We don't even need a pasuk to come to exclude the night of the 15th. Why? Because we know that from a comparison in the psukim. We have the following two comparisons. We have a comparison of destroying the chametz to the issur of eating chametz, and we have a comparison of the issur of eating chametz to the mitzvah of eating matzah. Says the Gemara. The Gemara elaborates. Hashpasa sar lechis chametz. The comparison of getting rid of chametz to the mitzvah of the iser of eating chametz. Tichsev shibz yam sar leimatz betechem. 7 days don't find sar. That's by your leimatz. That's getting rid of chametz. And then it says kikom echomach bayitzes v'nichusa. Whoever eats chametz will chayv karis. So the pasuk clearly compares the iser of achilas chametz to the destruction of the chametz. And we know the iser of achilas chametz is all 7 days, including the night. Kikol echomach bayitzes v'nichusa. Fine. We said that. Sorry. Achilas chametz lechis matzah. We compare achilas chametz to the mitzvah of eating matzah. Tichsev kol machbayitzes leisechelu. Says the pasuk. pasuk komach masay tzchilu bechomash v'seichem teichlu matzahs, and it says right afterwards, in all your locations, you shouldn't eat chametz. Rather, in all places, you should eat matzah. Uchsiv be matzah. Now, so what? So we've compared the destruction of chametz to the issur of eating chametz, and the issur of eating chametz is the mitzvah of eating matzah. So what? We're going to show that the mitzvah of eating matzah is all 7 days, even starting the night. The 15th at night is already mitzvah of eating matzah, which would translate, that means the issur of eating chametz is all 7 days, including the night of 15th, which also translates to the hashvasa. Again, this is very well with the, this is why the Ramban seemingly agrees to the Rush, that the focus of the Gemara is not just about Achil, it's also about the Tashbisu and Balira. Again, that the destruction also has to be for all 7 days, including the first night, not just the first day, even the first night. And therefore, the Ach Be'er Marish and Tashbisu must be going back on Erev Pesach. Says the Gemara, it says, where do we see the matzah is not all 7 days? It says, Be'erev Teichel Matzah, in the evening, eat matzahs. We know the Iker Mitzvah of Fekeret, the Iker Chiv of Matzah is the first night. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days of Pesach, but the Iker Chiv, the rice, is the first night. And so once the mitzvah matzah, the eating matzah starts the first night, the issur of achilas chametz starts the first night, and that means the issur of tashbisu of not having of bal yirah by matzah is also the first night, and therefore it must, the pasuk of tashbisu b'yom rishon must not be going on yom in the morning of the first day; it must already be going on the day before in erev Pesach. Ve'ema says more 1 second. Ve'ema l'rabbis lil abas l'bir 1 second. So maybe you're right. So if the first if the pasuk of achrim rishon is not talking about the first day of Pesach, rather it's talking about erev Pesach, maybe it means even the night before. Maybe even the 14th at night. When we do Bedikah, our first mission of Beitkin La'ar and Er on Ar La'Basar, maybe Ar La'Basar, you already need to do destruction. Maybe you can't wait to Chatzais even on Erev Pesach. Bayam Ksif says Bayam. Bayam Mitzaf, okay, Bayam maybe means the morning. Who told Bayam means the afternoon? Chatzais. Ach, Chilek. Ach is Machalik. Ach. Ach splits up the day. Now, how's Ach Mechalik? Actually, Rashi brings a couple of Malchim. Rashi brings that we know we have a klal. Ach v'rak are miyutim. The words Ach and Rak are miyutim. They split. So Ach is being mamayit that it doesn't mean the whole day is Asr. There's a point of the day it's Asr. How do you know Chatzais? Because it makes sense. Once you're splitting the biyayim, the day, you're splitting it with the word Ach, it makes sense. Split the day halfway. So if the day is 12 hours, split it and say it's Asr and Chatzais. Just logically, it's Rashi's first Peshat. Rashi's second Peshat is, you could say this is very, very interesting. Rashi says, in the second Peshat says that the word Ach, we're working with the idea of the gematria of the seven letters, meaning the seven letters after the Aleph of Ach is the letter Ches. Seven letters after the Chaf is the letter Tzadi, Tzadik, which is, what does Ches Tzadik make? Chatz, like Chetz, like Chatzi, like Karan Ev. So using kind of the gematria of the word Ach, which gematria? The gematria, unique gematria, the gematria of seven letters after we had this, that's long, we had a Gemara which went through all the various there's different variations of how to make drushes and gematrias and words and letters in for the Aleph phase, but this is using every seventh letter after the word, after the letter that you have. Ach becomes Chetz, Chetz is Chatzi, therefore I know Ach tells me Chatzi as Rashi's second Mahalach, which is interesting because we're talking over here about Issa Daraisa, a chiv of getting rid of the Chametz on Erev Pesach, and Issa Daraisa, it seems very clearly that according to Rashi, gematria is another way to make drushes deraisa. We know this Yud Gimel Midas is done in drushes, ma'am, and there's actually plenty more than the Yud Gimel Midas that we say, that we quote in the morning before Pesach Zimra. We know that there's 13 that for some reason, I'm not even sure why, those 13 are the ones that are listed. These were 12 in the Braisa, in the Beis Medrash of Yishmael, Tanah Beis Yishmael, but the point is, there's more than 13. Well, gematria could be added to the list now, according to this Rashi, because gematria was saying is deraisa, and we've had it before. First of all, we had it in Shabbos, a little like Lam Tes Melachas. We had that the number 39 may come from Eila together with a little bit of help. Eila itself is already 36 plus 3. Eila may be part of the way that we get to the 39 Malachas. That's one gematria. That was a little less explicit, but we did have such a drush of 39 Malachas. We have a more explicit one. I'm thinking that I feel like there's a couple. One of them comes to mind is the 30 days of Naziris. I feel like there's another one that's alluding me also similar to that. But the 30 days of Naziris, the 30 days of Naziris is, I think there's one of the beginning of Makkos as well, separately. But there's the 30 days of Naziris is from Yia. We dash the pasuk of Yia. Stam Naziris, Shleishim Yaim, because Yia says Yud. Yia is spelled with two yuds and two hays, which is 10 plus 2 5 is 30. So that's a source, again, a lechur is seemingly a derisa source with a gematria. We find elsewhere, so it's gematria is interesting at this point. And you could have said you could have said that it's asmachta over here. Clearly, Rashi seems to be using it as a real drusha. Okay. Tamei Bishmol Tana, Tamei Bishmol says another source, this number 2, remember we said there's going to be 6. Another source that we're talking about Erev Pesach, when it says Ach B'yam Rishon Tashbisu means Erev Pesach. Matzino arba esr shiknik arisha. We find the 14th also called rishon. Shemar barishain ba arba asim lechaydish. The pasuk said barisha ba arba asim lechaydish. So since it uses the word rishon on arba asim lechaydish, black and white pasuk, so we can say also when it talks about the tree chametz, it's barisha means arba asr, it means the 14th. That's source number 2. Then it means the 14th. Source number 3. Rav Nach Beitzel Gamar rishain demei karmash. But the word rishon itself means before. Now this is a whole new taish. This really, even when we said the first prat from Abaye, we never really fully explained why rishon would mean the day before. We just said it can mean the day of Abaye's first prat. It can mean the 15th. Because it says Shivas Yamin, don't eat chametz. So it must be it's the day before, because otherwise it's a stira. You don't have 7 full days of not eating chametz, so it must be destroying it the day before. That was a biased drasha, but we never really fully explained where Rishon could mean the day before. Now we're going straight to drasha, which again would help for Abaye too, but it's explaining that Rishon clearly means, it means the day before. The word Rishon doesn't mean the first day of a grouping, it means the day before that grouping. So Rishon over here would mean, by definition, the 14th after the 15th. Says Gemara Damar Kra, Harishon Adam Tivalad. Like it says the pasuk, you were born Harishon. You were born first. I mean, the pasuk over there was really a question form in Eve, and I'm saying, were you born before Adam? But the point is, in the Lashon over there, it's clear, Risha means prior to. So therefore, it means burning chametz prior to, which is the first day means prior to the beginning of Pesach, which is the 14th. El me'at, effect number 1 second. If you're going to say the word Risha always means the day before, let's start applying it elsewhere in Chumash. El me'at, lekach lecha me'am Rishon, take for yourself be'am Rishon, that's talking about the Luluv on Sukkot. Take for yourself be'am Rishon. Hachar me'am Rishon to make karmash, but you're supposed to take Luluv and Esrik on the Erev Sukkot? Vadanat, the Luluv and Esrik, the mitzvah is on the first day of Sukkot. So Risha doesn't mean the day before, over there. Shani Hasim, Tichsiv, Vesmachto, Fe'ashem, Akechem, Shivas Yamim. It says over there, you should take the Luluv, and in the pasuk says, you should take it and be Mesamech, Brother Hashem, Shivas Yamim, so it's clear, Mashvi, Shvi, Lechag, Afi, Shvi, Lechag. Just like in that pasuk, the 7 days of it means, Mesamech, Brother Hashem, 7 days, and the 7 day is still part of the 7 days of Yamtiv. So to Rishon, in that context, because of the elaboration of the pasuk, Rishon means, in that pasuk, means the first day of Yamtiv itself, not the day before Yamtiv. In fact, we're new. So Achanamik, Sevachim, Rishon, Teshbisu, Shivas Yam, Masachelu. It says over here, so Shivas Yamim, Masachelu, and the Shivas Yam is clearly going on the 7 days of Pesach. So maybe Yom Rishon also going on the first day of Pesach, getting rid of chametz, and not Erev Pesach. Imke Nichtav Kra Rishon. Therefore, the Pesach just said the word Rishon by us. Harishon, the hay of Harishon Lamali, Shema Melech Adamar. The Harishon is telling me, go back to the day before Pesach. Yachas Manami, go back to Lulav, you didn't gain anything. What is the Pesach say there? It says, Ulakachtem Lechem B'yayim Harishon. It says Gemara, Yachas Manami, Harishon Lamali, make the same deal. What's Harishon over there as well? Vesu, Hasnech Sibbe Marishon, Shabbos Meshmin, Shabbosan. Over there by Sukkot, it says, on the first day, there's a Shabbos, a day of rest, no malacha, and the eighth day, a day of rest, no malacha. Eimer Rishon to make karmash. Maybe it means again, we're applying another place, we have the same question. Doesn't Rishon mean Erev Pesach according to you? And the Issa Malacha would be the day before Pesach. You can't do malacha? Is that what it means? Gemara says no. Shiny Asmar answers. Gemara still doesn't answer really the overall, overarching question that by Lulav it says, we haven't answered the Rishon, but now we've essentially just introduced another question. I mean, you can try to answer this second question first before you get back to the overall issue. Shiny Asam, Damakra, Biyamashmini, Shabbosain, Mashmini Shmini Chag, just like clearly Shmini is the eighth day from Chag itself. Afrish Mishni Chag means the eighth day of Chag itself. So that question, that's fair. Harishon Lamali. Now you can ask me, so why does it say Harishon with the hay? The Mutechal Shemai. Getting back to the question of what was the hay of Harishon, that's the Mutechal Shemai come to say that it's that the Chalamai does not have the same Issa Malacha that, like we're saying, on the first and eighth day that this Shabbosan, the Chalamai does not have the same Issa Malacha. That's interesting. We Gemara Chagiga on Daf Yud Ches Darshes many drushes to say that why sources that Malacha is Usser on Chalamai, and there's a Machlekes Rashi Taisvus over there. Rashi is actually in Ma'ikat Daf Yud Aleph, where Rashi is clear. Taisvus is over there in Chagiga on Daf Yud Ches whether or not these are real drushes gemuras, and it's mamish isteris, that's Rashi Shita Ma'id Katan, whereas Taisu says no, it's more of a smachtas. The isurim, again, we know there's a famous concept that Chalamayid, especially with the way Taisu's learning, it was given over to the Chamim to interpret, even according to Rashi perhaps, even according to Rashi I should say, take it back, even Rashi saying it's deraisa, it was seemingly given over to the Chamim to interpret what the deraisa is, which is unique. We don't have too many deraisas like that. The Rabbanan teach us drushes, but to give us mamish the guidelines of the deraisa of this malacha, but for example, Davar Ovid is permissible. To give us those guidelines, to leave it up to Chamim, it's a unique idea. We've had it elsewhere as well, but one of the classic places is Chalamayit. But the bottom line is Rashi is learning this deraisa. It's learning it's an Isser Derabbanan Malacha. According to Rashi, it's Malacha deraisa. What's the meat over here? Harishon is being Mamayit. According to us, it's very good. On a biblical level, you don't really have Malacha deraisa on Chalamayit, and therefore the hay is being Mamayit Chalamayit. According to Rashi, how is the meat of Chalamayit? So, Rabbi Peretz points out that according to Rashi, you have to say, You have to say that we're talking about Davar Avid. Davar Avid, even those who say that Malachas Asma Deraisa, like Rashi in Ma'itkan Tafir Aleph, would agree that by a Davar Avid, there's a dispensation, there is no Isma Malacha by a Davar Avid, and that's what we're referring to over here. The Hayes is coming to exclude Chalamayit by a Davar Avid. That's if Tachikamar. Okay, so the Hayes is excluding Chalamayit. Says the more 1 second. Chalamayit Mishin Mishmini Nafka. I don't need a special hated exclude Chalamayit. It says the first and eighth day. Isn't that by definition self understood that the days in between do not have any, are not considered Asma Malacha? It's a Chalamayit says no, it's still eating. You know why? I would think since it says Uve Yamishmini, it says the first day, it says B'yam Rishon, Uve Yamishmini, the Vav Yamishmini, maybe comes to include a Reboy to include Chalamayit as well. Therefore, I need Hay to be Mamayit. So the Marzin asked the obvious question, that's pretty funny. You have a Vav, which you would think is a Reboy, so therefore you add extra Hay, Harisha, to be a Miyat. Don't take away your Vav, take away Hay, and I know it's just the first day of the day, I don't need any of these drushes. Says the Marz, the Vav Mesef and Yamishan, I would think the Vav Mesef, that feel B'chal Shemayin, it's going to be Aser, Kamashma, then no, the Hay tell me it's not Aser, effect tomorrow. Vlay Luchtok, one lay Vav, lay Hay, take out your Vav, take out your Hay, I wouldn't need any of these, don't give me the confusion, don't give me the explanation. And furthermore, it says over there, back to Pesach, where it says not doing malacha. Rishon to make kar mashma. Again, you're going to say also over there that Rishon means meikara. Rishon means not doing work on erev Pesach. So now we've already come up with three times about Rishon. We have Rishon by Pesach, where we're saying again, we have the original Rishon by Pesach. We're saying by Tashbisu, which we're saying the taitch of the word Beishma was saying the taitch of Rishon means on erev Pesach the 14th, and that's when we don't get rid of Chametz the 14th because Rishon means the day before. And we're asking from three places where we have Rishon where we're saying clearly doesn't mean the day before. We are by the Issa Malacha, I'm going backwards. The most recent one we have was Issa Malacha on Pesach of not doing Malacha on your Rishon. That's talking about Pesach itself on the day 15th, not Rishon, not the day before. That's one question. On the Issa Malacha by Sukkot of Yom Rishon and Yishmini, it means literally Rishon, the first day of Sukkot, not the day before. And the mitzvah of shaking Lulav, the Kachta Mechem, Lulav and Esrik, was B'yam Rishon means also the day of Sukkot. We have three places where Rishon does not mean the day before. Clearly, is this not a Raya against the answer before this of Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak is saying that Rishon means Mei Kara Mashma. The Chori have three rights. That's not Mei Kara Mashma. Just to remind ourselves, just to keep track, Abaye's source was it says Shivas Yamim and it says Ach Biyam Rishon Tashbisu. It sounds like a middle of the day. It's a stira. Must be means the day before. That's Abaye's source. It means the 14th. Tanya Rebbe Shmuel had a source that the word Abba Aser in the pasuk says Barishon Barba Aser. So since it says Barishon Barba Aser, we can actually also sounds like an interpretation that Ach Biyam Rishon means on the 14th. Okay, that's what Tanya Rebbe Shmuel. It was Rav Nachman Yitzchak who says Rishon means Mashma the day before. The word Rishon itself is Mashma the day before. We have three kashas where we see Rishon is not Mashma the day before. Says the Gemara based on a memra of Tanya Rebbe Shmuel. That we can salvage Rav Nachman Yitzchak's drasha. Why these three variations are teaching me something totally different? Says Gemara El Hani Shalosh Rishon. But by the way, we need they talk. I mean the 15th. But Pesach and Pesachus, these other three Rishons be the 15th. But we need them, the word Rishon itself is needed for a different drasha of Tanabe Bishmal, Tanabe Bishmal, Beschar Shlosh Rishon in the merit of Klai Yisrael fulfilling these three Rishons, Zachul Shlosh Rishon, the Zechut, the three other Rishons, which means, Lach Rezar Shal Esav, to eradicate the children of Esav from chopping us, Levinya Beis Amigdash, to the Binya Beis Amigdash, Ulishmai Shal Mashiach, and to the name of Mashiach. Exactly what the connection between which Rishon, the Rishon of Malacha on Sukkot, the Rishon of Malacha on Pesach, and the Rishon of taking Luv and Esrig, which connects to which the Achrenim discuss, Marshaz elaborates, Subserv elaborates. When I go into, they discuss more of a, I don't want to say more of a Gantam, more of a Jewish, they discuss which Rishon corresponds to which. One of the basic Machim, I think, was in the Marsha, that we know, we say about Sukkot, Rachman Yakum Lanu, as Sukkot of Nefel. Sukkot represents a little bit of the Beis Hamikdash, the protection of the Beis Hamikdash, like the being surrounded by Beis Hamikdash. So that would fit very well that the mitzvah of the Simulach of Sukkot fits together with the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. I think he also connects destroying the Zayar Shal Esav with the Uluv and Esrig, because it's the power to combat the enemies. Okay, but the first one explained different Malachim. Not everyone agrees what corresponds what, regardless. Lach Rezar Shalei Sedem Marnach just means Pesukim. Where do we see Rishon connecting these things? We're saying these three things are the word Rishon is in the merit of keeping these Rishons. We get these three things. There has to be some sort of connection to the word Rishon. Says the Gemara, Hachos Arshel Esav Dichziv VeYetzir Rishon Admini Kulika Deser. Esav came out of Rishon. This is last week's parsha. VeYetzir Rishon Admini Kulika Deser. Ulevinyan base Amigdash, and how do we know Rishon was used by base Amigdash? Where do we see that? Tosiv Kisa Kav Marim Me Rishon Mekayim Kedushenu. Well, Shmei Shal Mashiach Tosiv Rishon Letzion Hine Hine Hinam. Okay, so far we have three sources that Rishon means. That the mitzvah of getting rid of chametz is already on the 14th. Rav Amar Melcha, a fourth source, Lesishcha, this is a source I think we actually referenced the other day, a basic source, Lesishcha Chametz Am Zivchi. Pasuk says, don't shecht with chametz, the dam of izevach, the dam of the current pesach, we darshan leisishchet pesach v'adayin chametz kayim. Don't shecht the current pesach when chametz is kayim. We know the current pesach is shechted from chatzais, and therefore, you must be able to get rid of chametz for chatzais. As taisus, not really chatzais, because we know the tamish ben abayim. It's actually going to be apparent in this pesachta. We're going to have a lot about. We're going to focus a little bit on kachem on the current pesach, obviously in this pesachta. But one of the dinim tamid nishchat, one of the dinim in this pesach is going to be that the tamid shabein abayim goes before the carbon pesach. Which means, and the Tamei Shabbat obviously says to be by Chatzais, after Chatzais. Which means the Karban Pesach is not mamish for Chatzais. So if your source, you have to get rid of your chametz from Chatzais, is because it's this pasuk like Rav is saying, because you can't have chametz around at the time when you shecht the Karban Pesach, that's a little bit shver, because the Karban Pesach is not exactly like Chatzais. You have to wait till after the Tamei. Taisus answers that, I mean, Taisus gives a couple answers, but one basic answer is, B'dievet is kasher. B'dievet, if you shecht the Karban Pesach before the Karban Tamei, I'm still yet to kasher. And the Zman for Karban Pesach is Bein Arbaim for Chatzais, and therefore you have to get rid of chametz by Chatzais. Says about 1 second. Maybe each person, every group has their own Karban Pesach. The Pesach was shechted for multiple hours from Chatzais through the next couple hours of the day. So maybe whenever my group is shechting their Karban Pesach, they have to get rid of chametz, but not everyone has to get rid of chametz by Chatzais. Ve'ema, kol chav v'chav kishachet, each person, when he shechts, you're going to say nesat v'chashirim, giving over each person his own shear? Not really. It's a fixed shear. Whenever your Karban Pesach is being shecht, you have to get rid of chametz. It says, zman shechita merchmana. L'mais, the term means zman shechita. When it says that you shouldn't have chametz b'shas shechita's Pesach, it means the zman shechita is all 4 hours. Tanem hachi, ach b'yamarishin, tashbis tzarm b'teichem. It says in the pasuk, on the first day, get rid of tishbis, get rid of sar. Me'er v'yamtiv, it means er v'yamtiv. Ein el v'yamtiv, as maybe means v'yamtiv itself. Le'sishchet al chametz. It says the pasuk tamalim. Le'sishchet al chametz dam zivchi. Le'sishchet as a pesach v'dan chametz chametz kaim divrei bishmol. So we're just speaking of brisa black and white that they're bishmol. The shita bishmol taught like Rav is saying that there's a drush for the pasuk not to have chametz around b'shas shita karm pesach, and therefore for chatzais you no longer have chametz. That is a fourth source about not having chametz around by on erev pesach. Already have to get rid of it by chatzais. Two more sources, says the Gemara. Rebbe Kiva says, "Ain it tzarech?" So it's ironic. This brisa, the first sheet, we're quoting the same brisa. It's continuing. The first part of the brisa is Rabbi Shmuel as a riot to Rav's source, and the second part of the brisa is Rabbi Kiva, which is another source. Rabbi Kiva says, "Ain it tzarech?" I don't need that source to tell me they get rid of the chametz on the 14th. I have a different source. Rabbi Omer, "Ach b'yamarisha tishvishi zomer b'teichem," says on the first day, get rid of sar from your house. It says you can't do any melacha. Umatzi lavar shi'av melacha, and we find that avar is av melacha. And Rabbi Kiva is clearly learning, and going to spell this out for a couple lines, that the way to get rid of chametz is tashbisu, is by burning. Now we will have stadim, and you can get rid of chametz b'chol davar. We take a baskin, that's how we get rid of chametz on erev Pesach when it falls on Shabbos. You flush down the toilet, you spread it out into the air. We paskin, you can get rid of chametz other ways as well. That's Rabbi Shita, Rabbi Kiva subscribes, like Rabbi Yehuda, that tashbisu is dafka al yedei burning. So Rabbi Kiva says, how can you burn on Pesach? You can't make a fire on Pesach. And therefore, must be doing an erev Pesach. That's Rabbi Kiva's source. We're going to get back to Rabbi Kiva in a minute. It's going to be a focus, says of the Gemara. Rabbi Yasi, Aymer. A final source. Rabbi Yasi, again, this is a third source in this brisa, but a sixth source that we have overall. It's very interesting. We have a brisa essentially, which brings us three Tanayas sources as to not having chametz on the 14th, getting rid of it on the 14th by chatzis on the 14th day. Even the first of these three, the whole brisa was only brought because Rava said one of the sources was just Rabbi Shmuel's source. Rava said one of them. Rava said Amira. That's why we bring Rabbi Shmuel to back up, and then we bring the two other Tanayim that argue as sources 4, 5, and 6. Very interesting. We started off with a Abaye, a Tanayim of Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, and then a Rava, and that led us into a very clear brisa of 3 Tanayim. Interesting the order that we went to find sources of getting rid of chametz and Pesach. You would think the 3 Tanayim sources, the 3 Mechalek Tanayim, would be first and foremost. It's a brisa. But okay, Rabbi, I'm not sure. Why it was set up this way. Rabbi Yasi Aymer, Ein Eit Tzarech, it's, I don't need the sources of Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva. Harei Aymer, Ach Be'er Mishan, Tishpisi Zom, Shom, Be'er, Me'er V'yantav, means Me'er V'yantav, Ein Eit V'yantav, maybe means V'yantav itself, Tamal Aymer, Achilik. He says, we used the word Achilik before, but that was, he split the day by Chatzais. When you know it already means Erev Pesach, you split it to Chatzais, that half the day is the amount of time they have to get rid of the chametz on Erev Pesach. He's saying the Ach itself is telling me, go back, that it's not on Yantav itself, because why not? What's the source? V'yantav Atzmai Mishari. Could you split the day of Yantiv Chametz? Chametz is also the entire day of Yantiv. So it must mean Ach is going on a day of splitting the Isser of Chametz. It must be only part of the day. What type of day could you have part of the day that is Usser? It must be the day before Pesach, which you actually remember, Blessed Be Yaakov used this concept as a question of Yehuda. We had a couple of bodies ago. He said, do you find an Isra on a partial day? He said, you find Isra on a partial day, the Gabi, the Bedika. And on that, the response was, yes, the Isra of Achilles Chametz is only half the day. Mamish is similar to this conversation. But the point is that over here we're saying that it cannot be the first day of Pesach because the first day is fully Isra. It must be the day before. That's what Beis Yisur is. So from the Ach, Ach is not just defining how big the Isra is the day before. Ach is good for the source that the Isra is the day before Pesach. So the Gemara, if Yibam Tavishan, Atzma, Mishari, is a permissible Haskash Shashmasasar, Lachitz Chametz. We had early in the Daf, we explained the top of the Amid that we compare the getting rid of chametz to the iser of eating chametz, achilas chametz, achilas matzah, and we compare achilas chametz, achilas matzah, which is all 7 days. So therefore, we know we have a clear raya that it means the day before you have to get rid of chametz. We have six rayas about getting rid of chametz the day before. Amar Rava. Shema mina tafam beis, mid Rabbi Kiva tlas. We learn from Rabbi Kiva three things. Rabbi Kiva is one that says that it says tashpisu destroy. Tashpisu is with a fire, and you can't use a fire on yantav. You can't make a fire on yantav. It's a malacha. We actually use fire for eichel nefesh, but the point is for burning chametz, you can't use a fire. Says Rabbi Kiva. We learn from Kiva. Says Rav. I'm sorry. We learn from Rabbi Kiva three things. What three things? Shmarna in bir chametz el shreifa. We learn that bir chametz only is with shreifa, with burning. It's only with burning. Obviously, because if you destroy another manner, his whole diak that has to be the day before Pesach, do it on Pesach in one of these other manners. So the fact that it has to be on before Pesach because it's burning is a clear right that the hashpasa is dafka the burning, which we said is going to be machlekes in coming up over here in very shortly. We also learn from this the avara is the chalik on Shabbos. We know the 39 malachas we pointed this out many times mizach the Shabbos. 39 malachas were not said explicitly. Torah says asasu malacha b'chomesh v'zeichem, you can't do malacha, and we learn now from the mishkan. We learn now what's considered malachas chashuva. 39 malachas. There's only really one, I'd say one and a half malachas are explicit. The only real malachas mamish explicit is the malach of Havara. Also we say we say about the malach of Eitza of leaving one's house, especially if you hold Tchum is not the right, so like say Tzeish Beisa is talking about Eitza. But the point is the Iker malach that is very clear in the Torah that speaks out explicitly is the malach of Leisavar Eish B'chomash Zeich, I'm not to make a fire. But there's a machlekes why the Torah have all 39 pick one to spell out, to speak out separately? Is it to teach me that all 39, even though they learned from one pasuk, are separate malachas? If one's Aver, he knows the Shabbos, and he's over on all 39 separately, separate malachas. He's over all 39. He's got me 39 separate kabbalas. It's 39 separate averis l'chalik. That's l'chalik yatzis. Or no, it's coming to downgrade it. Ironically enough, because this one was explicit, it's coming to say it's only, not to say only chalila on a lav, but it's only a lav as opposed to a chiyav skila, as opposed to a chiyav like the other 38 malachas. So that's machlekes. Is it was averis isolated for lav purposes to downgrade it to only a lav, or is it isolated for l'chalik purposes? Says the Gemara over here, the fact that we're comparing Havar, it's machlekes is where we see this from Kiva, but Tais explains a couple of ways. Either the fact that we're calling it, reference it as a av malacha, we're referencing it as a malacha, how could you malacha? And we're close to it sounds like we're calling it av malacha, which is regular chiyuvim, or the fact that we're darshaning that it's Asr on Yom Tov as well. We're saying it's Gabi Yantav, Asr on Yom Tov. The fact we're giving the same status of Isr on Yom Tov must be it's a regular full malacha, and therefore it's l'chalik yatzis. That's din number two. We should find din number three for Mekiva. We learn it's l'aminu havutcher havara l'tzerich chutcher namis l'tzerich. We know we're matter havara for bishul purposes, for cooking, for eichel nefesh. So you think once you matter for eichel nefesh purposes, you can say hail, and we do use this concept elsewhere. So maybe you say for fire as well. You can use it for other purposes. Kamashma, we don't say that. Tanarban. We have a long drasha now on this on the dinim of not just we've already established. Which is usher, you have to get rid of the chametz already from chatzais. We don't have a drush down exactly when we talk about having chametz of Pesach. I mean, whose possession? Who is it? Just about not having in my domain? Does it have to be mine? It could be could be a pekadon. Could belong to a guy. Says the Gemara. Tanavan. 7 days of shouldn't be found in the house. Matam alemer. What's the pasuk teaching us? Halik v'anemer. He says leirel chametz leirel chasar b'chol gvulecha. Already says you shouldn't find chametz and sar b'chol gvulecha. Lefish namer leirel chasar. Since it says leirel chasar shalcha yatare. I would think that shalcha, if it belongs to you, is a problem. That which belongs to Goyim, that which belongs to the base of English, is permissible for you to see in your possession. Yachli Yatman. Therefore, I could think you can hide this chametz, or furthermore, I also think you could hide your own chametz even, and it's not seen. That's also okay. Become a pekadon ben anachim, and you become a pekadon from a goy. This key point that it's a pekadon because the point is going to be it's only going to be us or ultimately when it belongs to a goy, it belongs to the base of English. If it's pekadon, if it's achrayas, if it's not achrayas, taker is going to be okay. We'll see. Tam lemer leymatz. If it's leymatz, it should be found. So excluding these circumstances of chametz in one's possession. Ain't leil benachim kibashtei. I don't know this about anachim where you don't have you're not dominant over. In such a case, you can't have his chametz. Vein shar lecham im chav chatzer, and a guy who's not living in the same chatzer. Nachri shikavash v'shar b'chatz b'nayin. A nachri that you have you have dominion over, and a nachid is living in the chatzar, how do I know they're two the same halacha applies? The Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean opposite? The more possession you have over him, the more it should be aser. The Gemara is going to ask this shortly. That which is your house, that which is your caves and your pits and the like, how do we know that over there too, Menayin is going to be aser? I still say, maybe in the house, in the house is Uvayatmin, all the Israel that we spoke until now about even covering it over, even having it come from Nachri, that's in the house only. But Gvulin, Shalchayat the Rabbah, maybe in the, even when it belongs to Guy. But Gvulin, maybe only yours, again, back to only yours, Shalchayat the Rabbah, Avat the Rabbah, Shalchayat, maybe in the Gvulin you couldn't see that which belongs to Guy, that which belongs to Gvaya. So, Menayin Litanes, Shalmur, Shazab, Zab, Shalmur, Zab, Zab, how you know to cross reference that which is also in the house, also in the Bar Sikhamaris as well. Tamalamer, Sar, Sar, Lakzer, Shav, Nemesar, Batam, Nemesar, it says Sar, Batam, like it says Sar, Lametz, Vedechem, the Nemesar, Gvulin, says, like Leirel Chasar, Masar Mabatim, Arv Mishabai Rabbi Matza, Ubayatman, Ubaykab, Gadis Menachim, you ever all these things, you're not allowed to have it, you're not allowed to possess it, you're not allowed to have it covered, you're not allowed to have it, these Pekadans, Afsar, Amar Begvulin, so to the Sar Begvulin, Arv Mishabai Rabbi Matza, Ubayatman, Ubaykab, Pekadis Menachim, it applies equally to that which is in the Gvulim, out in the Beresik Mars as well. Masar Amar Begvulim, and just like the sar that says by the gvulim, by the which is a bersikh and myris, shalchay atareya, the only that which is yours, you're not allowed to see. Avatareya shalchayim shalchayim, you're allowed to see that which is, belongs to others, belongs to gayim, belongs to gvaya. Avsar amr babatim, so to that which is said, we talk about the sar in the house, shalchay atareya, you can't see that which is yours. Avatareya shalchayim shalchayim, you can see that which belongs to achayim and gvaya, belongs to gayim, or belongs to gvaya, which we explained to mean, when you're responsible for it, then, or when it's yours, it's a problem. When you're not responsible for it, when it belongs to the goyim, and you're not responsible, belongs to the goyim, and you're not responsible, then even in your house, and certainly out by Sikh Gemara, is going to be permissible. Let's just do the first set of, the Gemara is going to elaborate on this Brisa now. Let's just do the first elaboration, Amamarim. Ainli El Benachi Shalai Kibashtai. We pointed out this question before. The Brisa says, I only know about Anachi that you don't have dominion over. Vein Shar B'chav Chatzur, it does not dwell with the Chatzur, that over there, it's permissible, it's usher for you to have his chametz. Nachi shikabashti v'shar chametz bayin. A nachi where you have dominion over, and he dwells within the chatzar, How do we know there too it's usher for you to have his chametz? Tamalem le'i matzah, therefore it's le'i matzah to say his chametz usher in all scenarios. And we bother, on the contrary, if you have domination over the guy, and he's in your chatzar, it's all the more reason why it should be a problem, not why it shouldn't be a problem. So if Mar asks, klapilaya, isn't this a backward logic? It should be all the more reason that's usher, not opposite. Amar by epach, by stack of flip it. You have to flip it. Flip the brace of the order. Flip it and say, the nachami will come to include a case where the guy you do not have shlit over the guy, or he's not, or he's not in your chatzar, and still it's going to be aser. That's I have to learn what the chiddush is in that case. Rava says no, leil matepl, don't flip the brisa. Remember, Rava always likes to keep things in the order and the way in the nusach in the verbiage that we have. Rava leil matepl, if our reisha kai, and it's going back on the reisha. Says the Rav explains, Shelcha yataraya avataraya shelachayim shelavaya. When we said that you cannot see that which belongs to you, but you could yes see, it's going back on the lenient side. If it was going on the chamer side, you're bothered that kol shkein, the guy that's close to me, and the guy that I have dominion over. If you go on the lenient side, the cool side, then it's takachilish the other way. We're saying afal tarei, you're allowed to see shalachirim shalgavaya, that which belongs to chirim, that which belongs to gavaya, to the base of English. Ainli ela benachri shalachivashtei. That's only I only know by a guy that you don't have dominion over. In shem mecha b'chatzur, it's not dealing with me in the chatzur. Nachri shalachivashtei v'shem mecha b'chatzur. Lekula, that when I don't own it, when I don't have a chreis over it, and it's mutter. Menayin tamalem leimatzei. There was a leimatzei. The rush is going the other direction. In the other direction, we're coming to say that you can be makel when you don't have a chreis over it. The question is, the leimatzei is a drush to say an iser. How are we coming to show a kula with leimatzei? In fact, Gemara, v'haytanim hadach, a heter is looking for heter, v'nasul akra asura, and he brings a pasuk v'iser. How does that help? Gemara says, yes, we don't focus on the leimatzei part, focus on the lecha part. Mishum shemer lecha lecha treisim. He says lecha, leimatzei lecha, 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 we darshan, only if it's mamish yours or you have a chreis. If it's not yours and you don't have a chreis, then it won't be a problem, even if it's a guy that's under your auspicious, under your domain, under your dominance, or lives next to you, it still won't be an issue. We'll have to stop over here. We'll pick up from here tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.